Let's do this. Welcome to the Chronicles of a Feral Wife. I'm Jessica, and we're here with my husband, Mike, kicking him and dragging, screaming into this world of being a content creator where we were on Instagram Reels and TikTok Shorts, or whatever they call those. I think I just made those backwards. But now we're going to venture into being podcasters, because enough of you asked out of the 100+ thousand followers we have on TikTok to sit down and have real talk and go more into depth into our relationship. I was 18 when I met Mike, and he was 34 years old. And we've been together for 14 years, married for over 10 of those. And as I mentioned a second ago about being content creators on TikTok, I have been sharing primarily on there my ice bath journey, which started before that with my weight loss journey. I lost 100 pounds in less than a year, doing so naturally. I like to make sure and bring that up, because there's a lot of ways to lose weight, but I did it in a fashion where I really pushed myself physically and mentally to get it done naturally with no help of prescription medications or surgeries, and ice bathing was a big part of that. And I shared a lot of that on TikTok, and I still will.
The funny part about that is that whole journey was started not because you were wanting to show it to anybody. It was there because you wanted to see it for yourself, so you had accountability to yourself.
100%. And then overnight, it just kind of blew up, and we gained a pretty awesome following on social media. We're on such the tiny, tiny scale of what it is to have a following on there as a content creator, but enough of you have asked, and so I am excited to bring this weekly podcast to you all. This is the pilot episode, and we have had so many little ups and downs today getting this set up, but we need to just eat the elephant and get it done.
Take the bites.
Know that this is the first one. And even though I am an absolute control freak and I want everything to be absolutely perfect, we're just going to have to roll with it and kind of grow into this experience and ignore our dogs in the background barking. That's going
to
be
little puppies trying to be annoying to the older dogs. Isn't that the story of our life?
Though, pretty much. So that's going to be something that we're going to definitely have to work on, but we're going to just keep rolling with it, folks.
Get in trouble when she catches that one.
Yeah, I'm going to ignore that one, actually, I think, but we'll go from there. We actually came up with the name of the podcast, I'd say at least a month and a half ago, and I was struggling with what we wanted to share on the as content on the podcast, because the world really needs one more podcast, if you know what I mean. And I didn't know what we could really come up with and what we can share that comes to you while you're driving, while you've got downtime at work, while you're working out, like whatever you're doing, whatever you're listening to us right here, right now, like what are we talking about that's going to be authentic and bring value to the 30 minutes that we sit here? And granted, this episode won't be the full 30 minutes, and maybe one day we'll work into a full hour, I don't know. But one of the things that I found to be the most interesting in the last 2 weeks, where we got a lot of hate, but way more love in talking about being an age gap relationship, was that
we kicked a bee's nest.
We did kick a bee's nest. But here's what's funny, and I've mentioned this earlier, is we did that trend 2 weeks ago about comparing. We're an age gap couple, and then we pretty much roasted each other and got a bunch of new followers from that. But this isn't, like, the last 2 weeks isn't the first time that I've gotten on social media and kind of made these fun little quips. I did this earlier this spring and got just the same amount of anger and backlash. But earlier this spring, I was talking about how I was 18 and you spanked me and I liked it and I made you marry me.
Oh, did it for chuckles, and you know, you do a lot of things for shock value.
Well, yeah, there's a
coined phrase for you.
Well, I have that on my TikTok little bio thingy, so you can say it, because I've just gone out and
you'll love her for her shock value, or you will hate her for her honesty.
Fact.
But the truth comes out, and that's what it is around here. So we're pretty unapologetically ourselves, and some people don't like it, and that's fine by us. And some people admire it, and to those people that think we tell a story worth listening to,
welcome. But I think the biggest thing out of all this, and what I was trying to get at, a second ago, was through the last 2 weeks of continuing on to the content creation of being an age gap couple and things that we say to each other or things that we've heard from people or how life has unfolded, is that we used to, we said it, and I think we may, one of us may have said it in our vows, but the exception to the norm. Like, we know that our 16 years age difference is not normal. We know that me being 18 and you being 34 and it working from that point forward is not normal. And granted, we didn't get married for 4 years.
Well, I had a name for you too when I first saw you. So.
Well, we'll tell that in a different story, but I don't even know if you should tell that part of the story, but we will tell that story because you might legitimize some of what these people online like to hate on you for. But what, as I was saying, through this whole process of deciding, like, if we're going to really do a podcast, I can't just talk about all my weight loss journey because I'm not licensed really to give advice on it. I did what worked for me after all the research that I had done to lose weight like that. Or I'm not really qualified to go in depth on talking about ice baths. So what I found and what really inspired us to kick off the podcast is the fact that we are not the only age gap couple out there that has struggled with the same ups and downs. But more importantly in that process is the amount of people and individuals that have come to me, whether it's privately messaging me or commenting, where they are so thankful they've come across our channel because they don't feel alone now. And
because we are an age gap couple.
Yeah. But it's the fact that I think about content creators that have built up, and I have seen a few content creators that do have an age gap, but what I haven't seen is like the younger version of the age gap and it working, where it's not like Hollywood, because we've talked about some of those big age gaps in Hollywood and they've never really lasted, and we won't go into detail on those. But it's the fact that, like, I was 18 and you were 34, and there are other couples out there that are currently living what we lived through in the first few years of dating and even into early marriage and still deal with to this day, and that they're able to relate to us. So we're here, we're going to dive into normalizing that age gap relationships are okay, that they're not all as toxic as so many people online like to make them out to be, or maybe your great aunt or uncle or family member in your relationship that's telling you that a 34-year-old man can't like an 18-year-old because he has other motives, or an 18-year-old girl can't like a 34-year-old man because she must be a gold-digging whore. So we're here to dive in and chat about that, but also in the process share other important life lessons, because we've experienced a lot of crazies that we have friends that, like, just go, gosh, my day's crazy. I'm going to call Jess and make myself feel better, because I guarantee she's probably going through something that is even nuttier than what I'm experiencing. So that's kind of the rundown, the skinny, the intro to why we've now officially decided to kick off the Chronicles of a Feral Wife and kind of lay the groundwork of what we're going to chat about and talk about, and hopefully make you laugh, maybe make you a little teary-eyed, and maybe you're going to take away a life lesson from it in the process while you are driving to work, working out, or maybe listening to podcasts while you are at work. But I think this is a great episode to talk about the first time we ever saw each other.
Oh, boy.
It is an oh, boy. Well, because in...
I was just working away, minding my own business.
Hold on.
How? Working. That's the story of my life.
Busy. That's the working story you like to tell everyone. I'm kidding, kind of. You don't just work. You've got lots of stuff going for you.
Yeah, you have fun, but work is what got us there.
I don't know a time that you can go...
Work is what got me here.
More than 48 hours without kind of starting to get your hands busy. I could tell stories there, but for those of you listening in that maybe you're new to our channel, and I always like to say this, I was 18 and he was 34 when we met and started dating. I did not know him prior to being 18. I was actually 222 months old when we met. And I know this because I did the math on it, because people are just a little neurotic about we had to have met before and we're just now trying to cover our tracks. But that's not the case.
What was it, 4 months before your 19th birthday?
That's when we started dating.
Yeah, we had met before that because of work. But.
Yeah, but we met in April of 2009.
That's when you finally
convinced
found
you.
Found a chink in my armor.
Found a chink in your armor to wear you down. But in April of 2009, I was a youngin. I really was a youngin at that point. I'm still a youngin, but I was working. Well, I wasn't working. So I graduated high school early, and we'll talk about all this kind of stuff, that childhood and early life in a different episode. But I had seen a job listing on Craigslist for a groom, and I have grown up with horses. Oh my gosh. Yes. My life is officially complete. Oh my gosh. The double entendre, the joke there. I literally applied at the farm. I was looking to be a groom when I met my husband, my future husband. So April 2009, went and applied at a farm to be a groom. And naturally, when you're filling out a job application, you put down your certificates, your experience, all of that. And at that time, I was pre-med and wanting to go to med school. And I had my CNA because my aspirations were to go into geriatric medicine. And I wanted to be able to apply to med school and be able to say in my application that I had spent X amount of hours working as a CNA in a geriatric ward and had all this experience, and be able to have letters of recommendation from colleagues and whatnot, so that when I applied to med school, that my determination was very obvious, that I knew where I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, and why I wanted to do it. So when I applied, just looking for pretty much a weekend job is what I needed, because I was pretty full during the week, I put on there that I had my CNA. And so I couldn't get a CNA job that supported my school schedule as well as like working at the farm, whatever. And I went in to apply, put that on there, and I got a call back. And I think it was from the farm manager at the time, who said, "Hey, we actually have a job that we think that you might be interested in. It'd be a really good fit for you. Would you like to come and discuss it and interview for it? It has to do with being a weekend caregiver and using your CNA that you have. But it's a two-part application. We know you didn't apply for it, but one of the things that was said to me was that I would not survive out in the barn, because I was a size 2 platinum blonde, doe-eyed 18-year-old girl.
And the boys out in the barn were a little rowdy, so it was kind of like throwing her to the wolves.
Which, I mean, knowing me now, no such thing, but that's okay. So I went in, and unbeknownst to me, Mike actually saw me probably two weeks or maybe a week before I met you in person. Yep. So why don't you tell your first impression?
Your intro, bringing in your job application, or was that you coming in for the interview?
It would have been the job application, because I was filling it out on.
Yeah. Yeah, and you brought it into the main office.
No, I sat at the bar in the sales center.
Yeah, and the ranch manager and I was the maintenance manager. We shared an office, and he leans back and notices her before I do, and comes back and he nudges me, Mike, there's one for you, bud. And I turn and look, and I see this young blonde thing. I'm like, man, you could, no. That right there is jailbait. So those were the first words I used to describe someone I saw with blonde hair. I could tell was probably not natural blonde hair.
It was Playboy Bunny. Playboy Bunny blonde. Like, that's the color at that point that I had.
And when people say farm, a lot of people think you know, farm or farm. No.
It was a multi-million-dollar facility. So we'll get into that at another date and point. But so that was your first few impressions of me are actually really not that good.
I had seen people come and go.
Yeah. Well, and that's fair because being a multi-million-dollar facility, there is a lot of turnover because of a lot of just ill intentions on people that want to go and work for.
Let's just say that a lot of girls want to go work with horses. And yeah. This was a horse ranch. So the girls wanted to line up so they could work with the ponies. Well, it wasn't just working with the ponies. It was ranch work. Yeah. And not everybody was suited for that.
True. So I did make it through both rounds of the interview. And I worked directly for Mike's great uncle as his weekend caregiver. He was in his 80s and he was paraplegic. He had had a stroke and his right side of his body was paralyzed on his arm and his leg. So his arms and legs were paralyzed, not the whole right side of his body, but he was still very much mentally there. And we went to a horse show. Part of the reason actually why I got hired is because at 18, I could drive a Class A motorhome, or at least told them I could do it. And he knew I could. So away we went. Here's this platinum blonde, as Mike liked to refer to me, jailbait blonde with his great uncle driving a 40-foot Class A six-figure motorhome down the state highway on our way to a horse show together. And that the second time you would have seen me, we should maybe tell that story at a different podcast, but
nothing was simple about that setup, getting him in or out of that motorhome either. I'm gonna say that right now.
Yeah,
there was a lot of work that went into that job.
No, it was not just simply being a chauffeur, and hopefully no one listening takes it as that. But the first time I think I saw you at a distance while at the horse show, but I very much remember sitting down, even though this was 14 mm-hmm. years ago, sitting down at the restaurant at dinner that night when we all went out to that nice dinner, and you ordered a rum and coke. And I remember you ordering a rum and coke, and I remember your great aunt saying something along the lines of you driving back that night, or if you were going to stay, because your daughter was actually rooming with one of the grooms that was there at the show with us.
Right.
And you were going to drive back. And I remember that your great aunt made a comment about you ordering a rum and coke, I also remember this. He does this, and I know this now about him, but he ordered a grenadine and a cherry in it too, and I was like, ooh, that's mm-hmm. kind of an odd drink for a man.
It's very Wisconsin.
Okay, it's very Midwest. That's fair too. But I do remember being a Washingtonian and looking at you order that drink and go, what is he doing? So I'm gonna keep an eye on the time here so that we don't go too long, because we're trying to be good. We're almost
my daughter was in the horse show.
Yeah, so then you came to visit, and that's how we initially met. And I, at the time, was in what I would call a serious relationship. Unfortunately, like, it is what it is. It was technically a serious relationship, didn't stay serious, but obviously. And you were actually dating a woman at the time, too.
Yeah, I had gotten out of...
You were casually seen...
Well, I had gotten out of a long-term relationship.
You were casually seen a woman with five children.
It was not five children.
I'm pretty sure she had five children.
She may have had five children.
She had five children. I remember them at the 4th of July party at the farm, and I was like, Jesus.
No, because one of her kids brought a boyfriend, I think. And
yeah, that's why there were six.
Anyways,
we both were seeing people. And I just remember I noticed you because of how good of a dad that you were, and that you showed up, and there was something that just drew me to you. But I didn't pay any real close attention to you at that point. But that is how we met. That was the first interaction, really, that we had together.
Just work schedules.
I don't think that we really even talked.
We didn't work around each other, so that every once in a while you'd...
Well, the... Yeah, one, we'll talk about that more later too. But I just trying to think back to that horse show, I don't think we actually had I think other than being introduced to you, I don't think we talked to each other.
That was, the first time I saw you, I thought you were jailbait. And the second time I saw you interact with my uncle, I thought, I don't know who I was talking to, but I tapped my wrist and I said, short timer. Because I had never seen anyone be so direct with my uncle like that. And then just continue to have a job, really. He was the big man and everyone just kind of cowered, but not this one. And I didn't know how that would work. I thought that was not going to last. But
no. But it lasted at least long enough for you and I to be where we are 14 years later. And I think that this has been a great first pilot episode for us. I know we're probably going to be just under the 30-minute mark here, but I hope it gives a little bit of a groundwork on what our intentions, what our goals are in sharing our life's journey with you all, and especially reaching out to that group that's out there that is in their own age gap relationship, whether it's new, whether you've been there for a while, whether you've been married for 20, 30 years and you can laugh along with us and relate to the craziness that we have gone through. That's where a lot of our focus.
Or if you met someone and you just don't know what to think about this thing.
Yeah.
But they seem cool.
If you've met someone that is older than you or younger than you and you just don't know if it's something that you should pursue because the stigmatism behind it is a faux pas, when in reality, if it's healthy and happy, then kudos to you. But that is where we're going to be with the Chronicles of a Feral Housewife. I shouldn't say housewife because I'm nowhere near a housewife. A Chronicles of a Feral Wife.
Feral wife, and I'm just a feral wife keeper.
Where bold narratives and stories unfold here for you guys every week. So we're excited to take you on this journey with us, and we hope that you click the follow button here on this channel and then follow us on Instagram and TikTok. And in the meantime, folks, you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you again next week with a new podcast. Bye, guys.